Okay. I'm going to remind you of these exponential rules that you have probably covered over and over again, past couple of years, probably sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade. I'm reviewing them because I think it's a good idea just to get you caught up to speed. Problems we do tonight are pretty basic. Problems you do tomorrow, a little bit harder. First rule, multiplying like bases, you add those exponents, right? A to the m times a to the n is a to the m plus n. X cubed times x to the fourth equals?
X to the seventh. Why?
Why does that rule hold? We all know the rule is that, but the real question is why does it work?
Because if you're multiplying 1x 3 times and 1x 4 times, then you're really just multiplying 7 times.
All absolutely. You've got 3x's being multiplied together here and 4 more being multiplied here. So you've got 7x's all in a row being multiplied. Perfect. So if we are dividing, what do you do with the exponents instead?
Subtract
them. A to the m divided by a to the n equals a to the m minus n. What happens if m minus n is a negative number? Then what?
1 over.
Yeah, it's a negative, which means you'll have, let's say, a to the negative 12 is 1 over a to the 12. It is considered most simplified form as if it does not have negative exponents. And I'd like you for now to keep all exponents positive. A to the m to the n, power to power, equals a to the m n. Bless you. Why does that one work? Why is x to the third to the fourth x to the 12th as opposed to x to the 7th? Any ideas? Jeff?
Well, you're taking x to the third and you're doing it 4 times.
You're doing it 4 times.
So that's kind of like 4.
Yeah. You're multiplying by itself 4 times. You've got an x to the third and another one and another one and another one. So you've got 12 of them. Good. And this next little rule is called the sharing rule, that if you have a couple things in parentheses, you share that power over each term in parentheses. These are called factors because they're being multiplied. Is this statement true?
No.
Is that true? Why not? What do you mean by need to multiply it? I like that answer, but I know that everybody will know what you mean by that.
Because the A and the B aren't being multiplied.
Well, because the A and B aren't being multiplied. What do you call that kind of problem? What's the little nickname we all have for it? Not factor. The other one. The foil problem. The foil. Because when you foil it out, you have extra terms, right? This does not account for those extra terms that we know are there. So these are all FOIL problems, regardless of the power. You're going to learn how to do problems like that. You're going to learn how to figure out the middle term of that expansion. It's called an expansion. When you FOIL a binomial out of, or a trinomial, or whatever, a bunch of times, you get something called an expansion. You're going to learn how to determine what term is the middle term, what term is the third term, things like that, next year. Oh, wait, no. We're going to do it this year. We're going to do it at the end of the year this year. So, yes, that is not true. It does not distribute over plus signs, just over factors. And things in the top and things in the bottom. That is, if terms are being multiplied or divided, the sharing of the power happens regardless. Oh, this is all so nice and familiar. Anything to the zero power equals one. We all know that's true. Can anyone think of a way to use rule number two to demonstrate rule number six?
A to the fourth over a to the fourth.
Perfect. A to the fourth over a to the fourth. Now, we know that they are the same, so they all cancel and you get
one.
When you do subtract the powers, what do you get? Perfect. That's great. Exactly. Rule number two helps you establish rule number six. A to the 1 equals A. We all know that. That's just kind of a duh kind of thing. And A to a negative power is the reciprocal. A to the negative 3 is 1 over A cubed. What if the negative power is in the bottom of a fraction?
Reciprocal,
and where does it end up when you do that?
On the top.
Back in the top. Think about this. 1 over A to the negative 3, that's the same thing as saying 1 over A cubed. That's 1 divided by 1 over A cubed. We know we multiply by reciprocals. That's 1 times A cubed, which is A cubed. Oh, just that, and you know what? I'm a big fan of here to here. Skip, skip, skip. Goes to the other side of the bar. All right, so this is easy stuff for you. Let's do these in our heads without writing them down. What's x to the 9th times x to the 3rd? X to the 12th. What's x to the 9th over x to the 3rd? Good. And x to the 3rd over x to the 9th? 1 over x to the 6th. Outstanding. How about that? Try it. Number 2. Because when you're multiplying by base, what do you do to the exponents?
Add.
Now, how come you're not making it a 16?
Because.
Oh.
And because you wouldn't write that in x
squared. Yeah, you wouldn't change the base. Perfect, perfect. When you make this, put this together, we all agree that it was x to the 12th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we do anything? Do we make it x squared to the 12th? No, just an x to the 12th. The base never changes. Don't lose track. These are not coefficients. The one of the biggest mistakes in the place I'll catch everybody on the test that's coming up about a week and a half, I think, is they change the base. They say 4 times 4, they make it 16 to the 2n minus 7. Don't change your base. Good, 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 good. Try that problem. See what you get. Over 8? Everyone getting there? Okay, two ways you can do it. There's a bunch of different ways you can do it. First one is, well, we know we have to distribute the power. So it's 2 to the negative 3, and if it's in the top of a fraction as a negative, it goes to the other side. We just talked about that. If you really are bothered by that, watch here. That's 1 over 2 cubed divided by 1 over 5 cubed. So 1 over 2 cubed divided by 1 over 5 cubed actually is 1 over 2 cubed times 5 cubed over 1, which gets us right there. I am also, at times, a fan of getting rid of that negative power outside by taking the reciprocal of what's inside. It's the same thing. Gets you here, 125 over 8. Good. All right, I'd like you to figure out this problem without a calculator. No calculators. No calculators. 1 over
729.
Yeah, 729. Watch that carry over. This is 1 over, okay, how many people cubed 3 and then squared it? Like squared 27. Some people. What did other people do?
I did 20.
Okay, so you took it to the 5th first, or to the 6th first, okay, and then you took 3 to the 6th? Okay, so did you do 3 times 3 times 3 times 3 times 3, like that way? Yeah, okay. I'll show you what I did. I like to, I've got a second grader. I've got 2 second graders. But one of them is having a little trouble with addition subtraction, and I'm a big fan. I love the whole idea of playing around with numbers to make it easier to do mentally in your head. And I'm doing this with her, 9 plus 4. And she keeps going. She first starts out like this. I'm like, no, start at 9. So 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. But then I'm like, let's not use your fingers. What are some of the little tricks you learned when you were a kid about moving numbers around? Did you ever learn little tricks?
Oh,
yeah, 10 plus 3. Take one away from here and put it over here, makes it 10 plus 3. We all can do 10 plus 3, that's 13. Or I always say balance the numbers. 10 plus 4 would be 14, so 9 plus 4 would be 13. Try to get a little mental math going. I do the same thing with multiplying, and you know, maybe it's because I have no life, but here we go. Let me show you what I do. Instead of taking I'm going to not worry about the 1. 1 to any power is? So I'm not even going to worry about it. I've got 3 that I could cube it and then square it, but what I like to do is square it then cube it, because I know 3 squared is 9, or 3 squared is 9. 9 times 9 is 81, and I can do 81 times 9 in my head. 81 times 9, because I don't have to do any carryover, 729. If you have to do a little mental math, it's not a bad idea to play around with the numbers and see if there's an easier way to do it. Okay, let's try this problem. Anybody move? Who moves?
The negative.
The negative exponents. If I were to put that problem on the test, these are the 2 answers I would see most of the time. Oh, actually, I'll show you the 3rd answer I also see. One of the easiest ways to learn something is to figure out where mistakes are made and why we make the mistakes. And if we're smiling because we made one of them, that's okay. We'll figure it out now. Which answers are right, the left, middle, or right? Middle one is correct. Good. Okay. The person who made the mistake with the left one, this is the predominant mistake I make, and I understand why you make it. I just got to remind you not to. What did they do here?
They thought that the number was attached to x.
That's right. They thought the number 3 was attached to the x, so they pulled it to the side of the other side of the bar. Happens all the time. Okay. 3 stays up there. What did the person on the right do? They added 3 and 2 and got 5 instead of 6. Or some people say 3 times 2 is 5. It's amazing. They do, though. All right, good. Figure out this answer. Let's look at this right now. Tell me, is the answer positive or negative?
Let's
be careful. It's actually negative. I've got a negative being squared, which is positive, and a negative being cubed, which is negative. Good.
Thank you.
What are you getting?
Negative 72.
Burn.
3 squared is 9, not 6. Be careful. And I don't want anyone to make fun of you, anybody, because every single one of you will make this mistake. No one will go through this class as a perfect. No one. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't go through. You should learn something. You should make mistakes. All right, let's dial it up a notch. Coefficient?
Negative 108.
That's a 4 times a
negative 27.
So negative 108. X to the
12.
That's 6 here, 6 here. Multiplying like basic gives you 12. Y to the 8. 2. Y squared. Y to the 6 becomes y to the 8. Everyone okay so far?
Mm-hmm.
I know this is easy. Let's skip this one. We know what we're doing. I'd like you to try this one. I love this problem.
Remember, the question is simplify. How does this simplify?
Does anyone have any ideas? None whatsoever.
Oh.
Andrew.
Since it's negative x going into negative 8, you have to move just the x minus 3y.
Okay, start by moving the x minus 3y. Step 1 is done. Good. Next. Interesting thought. It's actually not going to make it simplified. It's going to make it more complicated.
Can you take out a 3?
Take out a 3?
Yeah.
Take out
four.
A 3? A 4. If you take that 4 out, let's see, you'll get a negative 28 times what?
Times 3y.
3y minus x, right?
Which is the opposite.
Which is the opposite of x minus 3y. So when you cancel a term with its opposite, what do you get?
1.
Okay, when you cancel a term with its opposite, you actually get negative 1. Think about this. 3y minus x versus x minus 3y. When you cancel opposites, you get a negative 1. So you'll have a negative of negative 28 over x minus 3y to the 7th. Ooh. Okay.
What?
Everyone okay with this? Everyone okay with this? Factoring out, you see there's a 4 in here. Take out a 4. 12 divided by 4 becomes 3. Minus 4x divided by 4 is 1. Okay? All right. Now, let's instead, do me a favor, factor a negative sign out of there. If I factor just a negative sign, I'm not doing this because this is the way I want you to do it. I'm doing this to make sure the concept is there. If I take out a negative 1, what is 3y divided by negative 1?
Negative
3y, right? And what's negative x divided by negative 1? Positive x. And negative 3y plus x, everyone okay on the idea that that's the same thing as x minus 3y? Mm-hmm. So x minus 3y, one of them, eight of them, goes down to 7. Negative 28 times negative 1 is 28 over x minus 3y to the 7. You've seen this before? X minus 3, oh, but actually let's go back to here. 5 divided by the opposite of 5, negative 1. 12 divided by the opposite of 12. Okay. X minus 4 divided by 4 minus x. They are opposites, right? If they're flipped around a minus sign, they are opposites. Good. Okay. Fully simplified. There's nothing else you can do. Oh, I love this problem. I love this problem. I'm even going to tell you the answer is 8. Can you get the answer? Getting 8? Some people getting 8, some people not getting 8. Those of you who are getting 8, enlighten me. What do you do in this problem?
I subtract the top from the top, exponent from the bottom.
Because what kind of problem is this?
Division.
It's division. And you see how the bases are the same?
Mm-hmm.
Bases are the same, subtract the exponents. That means my answer is going to be x to the, 2 to the, 5x minus 9 minus, and we're subtracting the whole quantity, 5x minus 12, which is 2 to the 5x minus 9 minus 5x plus 12, which is 2 cubed, which is 8. Oh, did anyone do anything different? There's another very clever way to do this problem. Yes?
Why do you get rid of the bottom 2?
What's the answer there? Where did the bottom x go?
Oh, okay.
See, it's a base, it's not a coefficient, okay? These problems are so easy when you have variables in there, and it throws it all off when you have whole numbers in there. Don't let the whole number throw you off, though. I'm going to show you another way people do it. This is actually, I kind of like this. Some people will look at the 2 to the 5x minus 9 and make it 2 to the 5x divided by 2 to the 9. Over 2 to the 5x divided by 2 to the 12. You see what rule they're applying? They're going backwards saying, well, if I'm subtracting the exponents, I must have been divided. And that gives me 2 to the 5x over 2 to the 9 divided by a fraction means multiplied by the reciprocal. 2 to the 12 over 2 to the 5x, boom, 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 2 cubed. I love that way. Some people have been known to call the top 2 to the 5x times 2 to the negative 9, 2 to the 5x times 2 to the negative 12. Multiplying like bases, add those exponents. I must have been adding a 5x and a negative 9. What do you think they do here?
Cancel the
2 to the 5x's. What do you do with the negative exponents?
Flip them.
Move them to the other side. Flip them around. That's 2 to the 12th over 2 to the 9th, where we have more 2s. In the top, how many? 3. Oh, no. I got to the same answer. Don't be surprised if you follow a different path sometimes than someone else yet and still get to the same answer. As long as it's mathematically sound, I am okay with it. I love this problem. Now let me make clear, that is 4 times 2 to the x. 4 times 2 to the x. Is 4 times 2 cubed equal to 8 cubed?
No.
No. What's 2 cubed?
8.
8 times 4 is 32. What is 8 cubed? Is that a heck of a lot bigger?
Yes.
Okay. So is this the first mistake people make? They go 8 to the x plus 8 to the x. Is it 8 to the x plus 8 to the x?
No.
Anyone have any ideas? Jeff?
Could you do 8 times 4 to the x? Or 2 to the 2x.
Okay, 2 to the 2x. Well, let's think about this. Okay, so let me make a little substitution. Let's say the problem was 4a plus 4a instead. What would your answer be?
8a.
What if it was 4a squared plus 4a squared? 8a squared, right?
So it would be 8 times.
So it'll be 8 times 2 to the x. I have 4 2 to the x's and 4 more 2 to the x's. So I have 8 2 to the x. Can I simplify this problem a little bit more? Jeff, you started to allude to it. Can I simplify a little bit more?
Can you take a 2 away?
Well, I wouldn't take a 2 away. I can't really take anything out, but I like your idea of 2. What is 8 the same thing as?
2.
Cubed. So that's 2 cubed times 2 to the x. Now think about this. What am I multiplying? What's the magic word? Like
bases,
like terms, like bases. When I'm multiplying like bases, what do I do with the exponent? Add them. That's 2 to the x plus 3. Ah. How do we know that 4 is a coefficient and not a base? In the original problem, how do we know 4 is a coefficient but not a base?
There's no exponent.
Andrew, is that what you're going to say, kind of along those lines? There's no exponent. The fact that 4 doesn't have an exponent says it's just 4. 4 to the 1 is 4, and that's just going to, that can act as a coefficient. Question?
Yes, shouldn't, according to Pando, shouldn't you do multiplication?
You mean make it 8 to the x?
Well, I don't understand how that works.
Okay, but what did you do next here? What did you do first in this problem? 4a plus 4a.
Added, but there's nothing to move.
Okay, first thing I said was 4 times 2 cubed. Is that the same thing as 8 cubed?
Well,
are these the same thing? But that's what you're trying, you're saying, can I multiply first?
Oh, okay.
No. All right? The 4 is not being multiplied by the 2. The 4 is being multiplied by 3 2s. So it's not the same thing as 8 cubed. So no, there's not a multiplication to be done. This is considered simplified. There's a couple other ways to do it, but that's a pretty straightforward way. All right? Now let's see if knowing what we've been doing so far allows us to solve this problem. See if you can solve it. Find an x that works. Anyone have a value for x? I think you did the right thing, but there is an x that works. Think about that. I think I heard it. What I hear?
Zero. Oh, I'm thinking zero.
Let's try one. Well, 1/2 means it's going to be square roots.
Yeah, no, it has to be zero.
Yeah, it's been zero then.
But then it means like that equals 1.
No, but 3 to the 0 equals 1. You're right. What's 3 to the 0 plus 4?
4.
3 to the 4th, right, which is 81. Multiply like bases. What do we do to the exponents?
Add.
Okay, so the left-hand side can be rewritten as 3 to the?
2x plus
4. Now, how could the right side be rewritten? 3 to the 4th. What does that mean is true about our exponents?
They're equal.
Since the bases are equal, obviously the exponents have to be equal. 2x plus 4 equals 4, which means 2x equals 0, which means x equals 0. There's an x that works.
Well, you just cancel out the bases?
Well, I know that these are equivalent statements, right?
Right.
By logic, doesn't it mean the exponents then have to be the same? Okay, yeah. That's not something we've ever learned. We're going to learn it later on in the year, but it's a logical statement that I think we can follow. Okay, what I'd like you to do for the last, sorry, it's only 5 minutes left in class. I'd hope to get through a lot more. I mean, get done a lot earlier. Please start those first four problems on the bottom of the page, the worksheet, kind of the bottom we never got to. You figured out the domains, but that's all. I'd like you to see if you can get through the first problem before the end of class. Work with your friends if you want, and I'm going to give you the answer on the board.
We did the first four.
We did the first three. We did four.
We did the whole problem. That's right. We did them on the board.
Yeah.
Oh, then let's do this. What's assigned? The other problems. That's it. That's the ones I want you to do. We did 1, 2, 3, and 6. So I want you to do 4, 5, and 7. Three problems.
Oh, yeah.
We did them during class. I knew something wasn't making sense to me.